And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. Reports of brutal Christian persecution continue to mount across the globe, with Indian believers facing death threats after being violently expelled from their homes. In one part of India, 45 Christians from 10 families were forced to flee into nearby forests after village mobs armed with wooden sticks demanded they renounce Christ. When two women returned to check conditions, they were bluntly told, "Leave Jesus Christ and only then enter the village." The attackers showed no mercy to the elderly, to the women, or the children, burning Bibles and important documents before setting fire to at least one Christian's home. Just 21 miles away, seven more Christian families were expelled from another village for refusing to abandon their faith. And in Pakistan, the situation is even more dire, where a former police inspector and seven accomplices tortured a Christian laborer to death over an alleged cell phone theft. The 35-year-old was beaten with wood clubs and iron bars before having steel nails hammered into his legs. Barbarism that reveals the true motive wasn't about the phone at all. Meanwhile, in Sudan, where civil war has claimed over 14,000 lives, the Rapid Support Forces detained a Sudanese church leader and demanded ransom for her release. Christian persecution is going on all over the globe, and as we tell you so frequently, please make sure that you are praying daily and fervently for all of our Christian brothers and sisters abroad. In other news, Pope Leo XIV has wasted no time affirming traditional Catholic teaching on marriage and the dignity of human life. While addressing diplomatic representatives from around the world, the first American pope emphasized that peaceful societies are built on families and founded on a stable union between a man and a woman and the protection of all human life, including the unborn. And recently, outside of Britain's parliament, Christians joined with disability advocates and medical professionals to protest a dangerous assisted dying bill that was being debated by lawmakers. That legislation would allow adults with supposed six-month life expectancy to request suicide assistance, though government data reveals that one in five patients given 6 months to live survive 3 years or more. And finally, a rare piece of Western civilization's Christian heritage has been hiding in plain sight at Harvard Law School. A document purchased in 1946 for just $27.50, believed to be a worthless copy, turned out to be an authentic 700-year-old original of the Magna Carta from 1300, one of the only surviving. While Harvard still has no plans to sell the priceless artifact worth millions, the irony isn't lost on conservatives. A document that established limits on government power and laid the foundation for individual rights was completely overlooked and undervalued at one of America's most progressive institutions. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.